This message is brought to you by Worship Radio 247. Please visit our website at www.worshipradio247.org, where you can find out more about us and listen to our live broadcast.
Worship Radio 247.
The Hour One Nugget on Worship Radio 247.
Welcome to the Hour One Nugget today. It is wonderful to be able to bring you the Word of God. And you know what? The way I've been feeling the last week or so, I'm realizing it's more and more and more of such a wonderful privilege. We've been looking and studying Colossians, the third chapter, and verse 12. And it says this: since God chose you to be the holy people he loves, you must clothe yourselves with tender-hearted mercy, kindness, humility, gentleness, and patience. And so what I decided to do was to split this into five parts, part A, B, C, D, and E. So we're still at part 41 of the Peace of the Father. And I hope that makes complete sense. But when you see it on Podbean, you will understand that because we're still on part 41, and I've split this into five, I've called them A, B, C, D, and E. And today, we come to the final part of this, part E, and today we're looking at patience. Oh my word, patience. We've looked at tender-hearted mercy, kindness, humility, gentleness. They are all there on the podcast. If you would like to take a look, and all you've got to do is go to podbean.com/worshipradio247, or the other way around, worshipradio247.com/podbean. I think that's the way it is. And if you have Facebook, you'll find the podcasts on Facebook as well. And today, as I say, we come to patience. Patience. Wow. Now for me, that was one of the most difficult. Because for many years I had no patience at all. And I still, even now, have problems being patient. I find myself at traffic lights in my car, and they're at red, and they seem to be at red for an awfully long time, and they're still red. What's going on? The other side is green, they're all going beautifully. I'm still sitting here at red. What is going on? Why am I still here? It's red. Okay, traffic lights, you can change any time you like now. Nope, it's still at red. And you can hear the frustration beginning. You can hear the patience beginning to evaporate because there is no patience. Sometimes in me, there is no patience. Yet this is the amazing thing. When I used to teach in school, and I'd be teaching a specific class, and I remember distinctly one particular time where I was bringing a maths lesson. I don't teach maths, but I was covering a maths lesson, and there was this little boy sitting in the back who couldn't get it, who could not get what I was teaching, So as the class were working on their work, I went and sat with him. And I went through this mathematical equation 16 times. And finally, this little boy got it. He said, "I understand. I get it." Now go on some 15 years after that, and I was in the town centre of the town where I live in the United Kingdom, and I bumped into this boy who was now not little, he was big. And he looked at me and he came up to me and gave me a massive hug. He was about 6 inches taller than me. And I remembered him. And he said, "Because of you, because of that day, I'm in the middle of taking my master's degree." And he was in a special needs class. But he's taking his master's degree because he knew, actually, I can do this. Oh, beloved, I had patience that day. So why is it quite often, as I say, when I'm sitting at the traffic lights, I have no patience. The patience has gone. It has left me. Well, because I believe I need to pray for more patience. And in what I am going through in my personal life at the moment, I certainly need more and more patience. More and more patience need to flood into my life. I need to wear patience as a garment. You see, the verse says right at the very top there, "Since God chose you," David, do you get this? He chose you. Margaret, do you get this? He chose you. Philip, do you get this? You were chosen. Eric, he chose you. Ahmed, you were chosen as well. Since God chose you to be the holy people he loves, he chose us, beloved. Do you get this? He chose us. He put his finger on us and said, "Yes, I'm choosing you. I'm choosing you. I'm choosing you. I'm choosing you and you and you and you. You have been chosen to be the holy people, the people that are set apart that he loves." Then Paul says, you must, say, "I must." Say it again, "I must." You must, I must, clothe myself. Say this with me, "I must clothe myself with tender-hearted mercy, with kindness, with humility, with gentleness, and with patience. I must." That is what I must do. Every day, I must wear the clothing of tender-hearted mercy, kindness, humility, gentleness, and patience. I must wear those clothes every single day. I must make a decision in my own life that I am going to put those clothes on each and every day. Every day I must walk out of the house wearing those clothes. I cannot go out without those clothes on, for I will be cold. I believe there's a chill coming. I believe there is a wind coming. And that is a chilling cold wind that will leave you feeling freezing. But if you're wearing these clothes, tender-hearted, mercy, kindness, humility, gentleness, and patience, if you're wearing those clothes, you will be snug as a bug in a rug, because that is what God is calling us to do. Do I get an amen? Patience, out of that list, for me, is the hardest. Perhaps humility is the hardest for you. Perhaps tender-hearted mercy is the hardest for you. Perhaps gentleness is hard for you. Perhaps being kind all the time is nigh on impossible for you. Whatever it is, we are here to pray together. We are here to bandy together. We are here to join together as we worship in spirit and in truth, and as we encourage each other to walk along that road, wearing the clothes of tender-hearted mercy, kindness, humility, gentleness, and patience. Now and again, I come across someone in my life and I have no patience with them. I find I've run out of tender-hearted mercy. There's no kindness, humility, or gentleness for that particular person. And what do? I have to pray. And I have to say, Lord, I'm not treating this person the way I'm supposed to. I need your strength. I need your love. I need your guidance, Lord. For I am struggling. It's what we do, beloved. We struggle. We find it hard sometimes. We find it impossible sometimes. And we don't know what to do. We know we're not handling the situation that we find ourselves in the correct way, in the right way. We find that we're struggling. We find that we're turning away. Oftentimes we turn away from the gospel because now it gets too hard. Now it's tough. Now I don't want to look at the Bible because I know what the Bible says that I should do. So I'll turn away from it for a little while and then I'll be fine. No, beloved, that is not the way forward. That is the wrong way. What we do is turn and face it, and we realize that there is a problem. We realize that there are some bits of clothing that we can't wear. We're unable to wear them because we need help. Yesterday morning, I was watching my 3-year-old grandson getting dressed, and he couldn't put his shoes on, and he was getting so frustrated. So what happened? His mama came. And his mama put the shoes on for him. Sometimes, beloved, when we are having trouble putting on that clothing, we have to say, Father, come and help me dress. Help me dress in humility. Help me, Father, put on the garments of patience and gentleness. Father, I can't do the tender-hearted mercy and kindness clothing. Can you help me? And your daddy comes and he helps you to put on those clothes. Right now, beloved, we're going to pray that the Lord would help us dress with that clothing of patience today. And I will tell you this, I'm not done with this particular section of scripture, because I'm going to look at verse 14 on tomorrow's broadcast. But today, we're asking the Lord to clothe us in patience. Say these words with me. Heavenly Father, I am so sorry for turning away from you when I need to be turning toward you. I ask you now, in the name of Jesus, help me dress with the garment of patience. In the mighty name of Jesus.
There's no striving in